Broadcast. Oh. Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona. And with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, what do you have for contact info?
Well,
we want them to contact The Broadcast.
Yes, contact us. We have an Instagram. It's TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
And today, I kind of wanted to talk about something that is interesting, because you have a few things that you're pretty trusting. You trust everybody until they give you a reason not to.
I do, yes.
But that could be something as little, like, it could be a little thing, but after that, it's just like, nope, we're over it.
Yes, everyone automatically gets my trust, but if you lose it, it's very hard to regain.
Which is, for me, I'm a little bit of the opposite.
Okay.
Like, I'm always very, like, skeptical, and this is all my own brain anxiety kicking in.
Well, it's different how people operate anyway.
Yeah, it's just like, what do you want?
So you don't trust.
I don't
they
trust
have to
right
earn
away.
The trust.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like, and then it could be like within a day I could trust somebody, or it could take weeks.
Yeah.
But it's just like,
depending on who they are.
It's just like vibe and like how I feel around you. But I'm always very like skeptical around everyone. Just like.
And I don't think either way is better or worse. It's just different kind of how to operate.
Did you know facts.com came out with a list, or it's just different people. It asked what little things automatically make someone distrust somebody.
Ooh.
And some of these I really agreed with. Like, I never really thought about it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that does rub me the wrong way if I'm just meeting you. And it's like, oh, what?
Oh, interesting. So is this when you first meet someone, or just in general?
I think in general. But I think usually it happens towards the beginning.
Okay.
And it's something like small and irrelevant is what this is referring to. So this one is the way too hard handshake. A firm handshake that is great, but some people make it weird. Like the firm grip, one shake, like you can tell when somebody is just trying to be like the dominant force and they like really grasp your hand, whether you're male or female, and just really aggressively either shake it or hold it, like squeeze the crap out of your
hand.
And
you don't like that?
And it's just like, what's the point?
Weird.
Like there's a firm handshake and then there's let me crush your fingers and your whole hand.
Oh, see, I've never even like looked deep into that.
I'm just like, eh. Well, like, I know it's just like,
you got strong hands. Like, wow. Okay.
What are you trying to prove, buddy? I'm not impressed.
That's a difference. Yeah. That's, I guess, the difference right there is you're like skeptical about it. And I don't even think two things about it.
What was the point of that? You just look like a jackass.
See, I don't judge that at all.
This one's kind of interesting because I feel like we do it a lot.
Oh.
When they talk mad crap about everyone around them to you, and since it's all nonsense, you just let it go in one ear and out the other. But the moment you vent a frustration, they run and tell everyone this exaggerated story, which makes you look awful the whole time. Like this one said talking trash originally. Like we all talk a little trash.
Yeah.
But it's the whole like the person that specifically like wants to hear the tea and then just blows it up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have a few people of those in my life who like to talk crap. Mm-hmm. And let's get real. Sometimes I like to talk crap, too. But then I'm always like, oh, man, I wonder what they say about me to all these other people. Mm-hmm. Like, you just know they have to talk crap about you, too.
Well, like I immediately distrusted somebody like I was friends with here at work. She doesn't work here anymore. But I wore a tank top she really liked. And she's like, oh, can I have this? I'm like, no. And she knew I had a crush on somebody in the office. This was many years ago. She's like, I'm going to tell him you have a crush on him.
She said that to you?
Yes.
Oh,
and I'm like, what?
Blackmail.
And she started like calling out his name. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, I didn't give her my tank top because I was just like, no, F off.
Did
like,
she tell the guy?
No, but I mean, but I was just like, really?
Not telling you any secrets anymore.
Exactly. I was like, okay, well, that's something like a goof off. I'm like, I'll tell him. Ha, ha, ha. But the fact that she started like calling his name and everything, it made it weird.
I think that's just weird in general.
Over a tank top. I wouldn't even ask somebody for a tank top like that.
Yeah.
Like,
and
that
it was yours to begin with.
Like with my best friend, when there's like a shirt, I'm like, hey, if you ever get tired of this, because she'll go through periods where she'll just get like do a closet cleanse.
Yeah.
And she'll either take it to Goodwill, or sometimes if we remember, like, hey, come over and check out whatever you want, just grab it before I take it to Goodwill, and vice versa.
Yeah, you call dibs.
Exactly. And so I'm like, hey, if you ever get rid of this shirt that you're letting me borrow, let me know.
Yeah.
And vice versa. So, but I think it's like, oh, I want that. Let me have it.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, she was.
That's some weird power trip.
She rubbed me the wrong way.
I think that would rub most people the wrong way.
Yeah. Number three was this person saying, when they can't be happy when their friends succeed in ways they haven't. If your jealousy is that profound, I don't want to be around you.
Ooh.
Well, it's like, it's the people that, like, and I've seen that where, like, online, where people lose weight and it's like, oh my God, that's not an achievement. We shouldn't, you know, they just totally crap on it. It's like, well, they wanted to lose weight and they did. So that is something that they worked for. It's something to be celebrated or a promotion or whatever.
That'd be so weird and so, like, I don't know how, if your friend had a great accomplishment and then one of my other friends were, like, totally crapped on it. Like, that would be just such a weird position to be in. Like, why are you so upset about this?
Right.
Like, why? Like, for me, if I think of, like, wow, if my friend is going to do this or wants to do it, and I get, like, kind of jealous, I'm like, wow, maybe I really want to do it. Like,
right.
Maybe that should, like, inspire me mm-hmm. to do this then.
Yeah. And it's definitely not the kind of person you want to be around. Anybody that is so in it for themselves that they need to crap on everybody else to feel better. And, like, I've seen that happen where, like, my friend, like, one of my friends a couple years ago, you know, announced, like, she told me that she was pregnant. She's like, but I don't want to tell this other friend who really wants to have kids. But, like, it's not that she couldn't have kids. It's just she couldn't, you know, get her significant other to agree, like, on when to have kids. And that's because they have issues in their relationship. It's like, I'm afraid to tell them because I don't want to make it, like, I'm excited about this news, but I'm afraid that they're going to be jealous or just say something negative or feel bad behind my back.
Like, it is awkward, though. I get that. I get how you would kind of feel weird about it. Or, like, if one of your friends really wants to get engaged, but then you got engaged, you know? It's, like, that awkward, like, obviously I'm still going to post it and be like, woohoo! But it's, like, you know, it's just they're going to feel some type of way about it. Even though if they're actually genuinely happy for you, they're still probably going to be like, damn.
It's fine, but as long as they're not, like, crapping all over what you're doing to either other people or to you. Like, it's like, share. I know it sucks that you are not engaged or that you're not whatever, but, like, I'm, like, you know, be happy for me if you truly care about me like you say you do.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand that that's, like, tough.
Yeah. Well, like, awkward. Even something as dumb as, like, I had a friend, she's like, I'm going to dye my hair blue. And it's like, okay. Like, that's weird because you never go out of your color palette, if you will.
Yeah,
it's always like
the natural colors.
It's always like a dark brown to, like, a black is where she kind of goes. She'll, like, shift back and forth.
But never some crazy color.
No. And so and she's like, no, it's more going to be like a black with a blue undertone. So it's black. It's just kind of in the light, has like a blue tint.
Totally.
And so at the time, I had like a big, like, blonde streaks into my hair that my friend, anytime I'd go to get my hair cut, she'd put in a different color. So I had like pink for a while, purple. I've had all the colors basically.
Yeah.
Like, during this time period. And so I usually would just say, whatever you want. Like, when it came to the color, because it's like
very ballsy of you.
Well, because, like, she knew the colors I didn't like. Like, I didn't want, like, a bright yellow or an orange.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, yeah, like, what color do you got, like, on hand that you don't have to open a new bottle? She's like, I got blue. I'm like, okay, do it. Whatever. And so I showed up to a party and she's like, your hair is blue. I'm like, yeah. Friend just picked it out for me. Like, she just.
She get mad?
You can tell in her face, like, she was like, but my hair's blue. I'm like, your hair's not blue.
Yeah, chill, lady.
And, like, this isn't really, like, it's one, like, one or two streaks of blue in my hair, and your hair's not blue. So, and I was just like, I can't dye my hair, like, this color, because this person's going to say it. Or, like, when I started getting arm tattoos, like, I heard from the grapevine that this person's like, oh, she's trying to copy me. It's like, what?
Oh,
just
because
I got an arm tattoo? Like, I've been wanting arm tattoos for years. You're not the first one to get arm tattoos.
I'm, like, wondering how I would be in that kind of situation. Because normally when, like, my friend and I have the same shirt or same dress or something, I think it's, like, the coolest thing ever.
You're like
I'm
a like, dude.
We're matching, you know?
Panties.
Yeah, so I'm wondering if, how I would feel. I don't know.
Like, this, like, well, I mean, like, if somebody had, like, a different hair color and cut and they got, like, blonde hair with bangs, like, something like that?
I know, I don't, I mean, I don't, I'd be like, oh, good luck with the upkeep. It freaking sucks. But, like, I I'm wondering how I would actually feel about it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm usually not, like, that kind of jealous type. Mm-hmm. But then, I don't know. It's weird. If they, like, pulled it off better than me, I'd be like, damn it.
Well, like, one of my best friends, she has a really awesome figure. Like, she's bigger than me because she's taller, she's got bigger hips and boobs, but she's got like the hourglass figure.
Oh yeah, okay.
So even though sometimes I'm a size less than her, she'll put it on and it just looks fantastic on her.
Oh, it's like one of those bodies that, like, just, you just like pull off everything.
It's like, even though like you're curvier, it's like boom. I'm just like, and I look like a potato. And like the same outfit.
And that's hard because it's like there's nothing really you can do. You're just like, oh, this is my body type. Cool. Well,
okay. Cool. Two things of Spanx. Got it.
That sounds so uncomfortable.
Oh, God, it is. This one is something I feel like I may do. Like, and I feel like I do it all the time. So I check myself to not do it. And it's not because I'm trying to feel better about myself. It's because the ADD kicks in. I'm like, oh, I got something similar to this. Let me connect with you. And it comes off as this. It's the one better syndrome. It's like where no matter what your experience, your history or your anecdote, theirs is better, worse or funnier. Like the one upper.
Yeah.
And so if you were to say something, I'm like, oh, I got something that matches. Like, you know, hey, let's connect.
Yeah.
And then I realize I worry that it comes off as one-upping. So I try not to do it. Like I'm actively in my brain, like.
Just chill out. Have them have their story kind of thing.
Exactly.
See, I've never gotten that from you. Aww, that you're a one-upper.
Yeah. Okay, good. That makes me feel better.
Yeah, I've never gotten that vibe from you. And I don't really think
You're not.
Yeah, I don't you're think definitely I do that at not. All.
You're not at all.
Yeah,
I would never.
Thank you.
Yes, I would never put that in.
Is that because I have like nothing to say in conversations? I'm like, oh, wow, you've done that? Cool.
Well, you are very honest where it's like, that's dumb.
Yeah. Like, wow, you went snowboarding naked down a hill. Cool. Good for you. That sounds really cold.
It's like, so how's it like having your boys to your throat? Yeah. They haven't come down yet. This one totally pisses me off. When someone borrows something and never admits to return or mentions it until you bring it up.
I would kill them. I'm so like, unless I like legitimately forgot, but I'm like usually so like, if I've had your sweater for too long or like that romper, I'll be like, oh my God, I totally forgot that I still have your romper.
Didn't I just give it to you?
Yeah,
because I just totally forgot it.
Because she forgot that I had it, which my plan worked. No, I'm just kidding. But like, I'm so like, if I borrow something from someone, I try to be so good with being like, I forgot it, but I'm bringing it or whatever. Right. You know what I mean? Because I hate that too.
It's like having something over your shoulder. Like it's like that pending notification on your phone that you have to click on to make it go away, but you can't click on it because you haven't done it yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, well, and then it's like, dude, do you remember? Do you not remember? Like, did you lose it? Like, what happened? Like, why aren't you giving it back?
Like, and that's the same with like whether it's money or whatever. Like, I hate having to like chase people down for anything like that.
Yeah.
Because it's uncomfortable. Like the time that you and I went and I went to the tattoo artist to tell her off and I had to go by myself because she wasn't there that day and I ended up going, where it's like, hey, I feel like I shouldn't have to keep reminding you to do the job that I paid you for in advance.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
And now this bitch, she full on said like, well, I thought that enough time had passed that you just forgot about it. And I'm like, no, I kept messaging you.
And you just never responded.
You never responded. And I did this on everything, on Facebook, on
Instagram. I could never do that as a person.
Me either.
Yeah, it would just like, I'd feel so guilty about it.
Right. Even if like, let's say I couldn't provide the product, which mind you, she does all the time.
Yeah.
It's drawing. Like, it's not like she doesn't draw ever. She does this every day and she's going to be a tattoo artist. So she's drawing every day anyways. Like, okay, if I can't give you the product that's easily done, let me give you your money back. And if I don't have the money, it's like, I will work out a payment plan. I will work out a trade. Like, I will come to your house and clean it. Like, what can I do to make this right? And I will give you extra on top of that. Like, that's not okay.
No, not at all. So, I can't believe people don't get that. Well, and then I'm the same with even just like little things. Like, example, my brother and I made Rev cookies and we did not know what to put them on. And my brother was like, dude, just put them on a pan. And then I'm like, how is he going to transfer them to his house? And my brother's like, well, he'll take the pan home and then he'll put them somewhere and then he'll bring the pan back. And like, for me, if I let someone borrow something, I'm just going to assume I'm never going to get it back. Like, I'm so anal when it comes to, I was like, I cannot let him borrow. Like, I trust Rev. No, Rev has never done it, but it would be anyone, because I'm like, pans are so, you can forget them so easily. And then BJ's going to have to use the pan watch one day, even though he never cooks, but we're not going to have the pan. And then it's going to be this big fiasco. Like, that's where my mind goes.
Right.
Even though Rev has never not returned a pan of mine, but it's just one of those, like, are you going to bring the pan? And then it's like a week or two goes by and I'm like, I'm just being annoying, keep hassling about this damn pan. But yeah, so I am so crazy with all of that kind of thing.
I'll give you a cool little thing. Two things I've done in that situation to make you maybe feel better.
Okay.
because I'm kind of the same way, but not that drastic.
Not that dramatic.
So, you know, they how they sell the food prep bowls, like with containers? Yeah. I have a bunch of those. And so whenever, you know, my family comes over or anybody, it's like, oh, I made cookies or have some dinner to take home. Like, I use those and give them away because if they break or they get smushed or whatever, it's not the end of the world and they're super cheap.
I do those with like Tupperware. Like, I'll get hella extra Tupperware, like at the store or something, and be like, okay, Sarah, you've bought in like 10 things of like extra Tupperware, so if you need, if someone has leftovers or you need to give, like, that would have been smart. But they were frosted cookies, so we didn't want to stack them because then you'd ruin them, so we needed something flat. And it was this whole thing.
But this other thing that I think is really cute around the holidays, I've seen, it's called like the giving plate or the sharing plate, where it is specifically for that. Like, you make cookies or brownies or whatever it is, and you put on this plate, and it has like a whole little spiel written on the plate. And basically, the idea is it's supposed to travel house to house.
Oh, I like that.
So, like, when it's Christmas time, he's like, here's a plate of cookies for you. And then, okay, let me give you a pie. Or, you know, and so it ends up traveling around.
I feel like I would definitely have to give that to a female, because I feel like guys would be like, what the hell is a giving plate?
Yeah, no, this has to go for girls, because
like, that is the dumbest thing.
I think it's cool.
I think, well, Michelle, who's Rev's wife, would appreciate that.
Exactly. I think Rev actually might. He might dig it.
Be like, here, this is a giving plate. Give it to your wife. And then,
but then, like, make sure you don't kind of pay for it. Like, I think that's cool.
That is cool. And plus, like, it takes the stress off, because for me, going to like a party or a potluck where a dish that you have to remember to take home just is a bitch, because what if there's still food on? Then that's awkward. Do you take the food that you brought home? That's weird. So then you have to transfer it to something else. And then the plate's dirty. And I'm not the only crazy one.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Do the giving plate from now on.
The giving plate, yeah. I'll make my own giving plate.
Or what you could also do, get like the you know, the glass, what are they called? Like the pans, like for baking cakes and stuff.
Yeah.
You can go to the thrift store and buy a bunch of those. And then
should do that.
Those can be your giving plates.
Or the dollar store or something.
Yeah. The metal throwaway ones.
Yeah.
Another thing they that will make somebody not trust somebody off the back is very hypocritical when they judge others for the very things they're guilty of themselves.
Oh, story of some of my freaking friends, dude.
It's just like, okay, you clearly do not see the irony here that you are a hypocrite.
I really don't think they do see it either. Like, I really think they're oblivious to it, and that almost makes it even more difficult to try to be like, hey, like, do you know, like, you're like the biggest hypocrite ever? Like, do you even realize
I think you have to be like, so I have this friend that does A, B, and C, and explain the whole scenario. They're like, oh, okay, what do you think? Oh, they're a hypocrite. Okay, well, I'm talking about you.
That would be hella funny.
Well, this person is plot twist. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, that would be hilarious. Oh, man.
Ugh, very much agree. Like, I've seen people, like, on Facebook, like, I hate cheaters, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, you cheated on your spouse.
Dude. Right. That's like literally the world we're living in now. I'm like, especially with everything that's going on, like the whole like everyone should be quarantined and this, that, and the other. Bitch, you out with your friends last night.
Yeah.
I see you all over Instagram. They do not live with you. Those are not your roommates.
Nope.
Hypocrite.
Like, if you want to see people during this quarantine, Taryn and I came up with an idea. Like, I want to go to this. I've been wanting to go to this cidery to pick up like a growler of cider.
Oh, cool.
And so she actually goes there like every Thursday to pick up cider.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so I'm like, what if we accidentally run into each other and we socially distance each other, like as we pick up our orders and say hi for like 5 minutes?
Yeah, you put this. Yeah, that'd be cute.
I'm like, okay, like we are seeing each other, but we are very apart, distant, wearing our masks, picking up, helping, supporting local businesses.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
Aww.
So I want some cider.
Yeah, that sounds bomb.
This one for sure. When they put a lot of energy into manipulating people instead of just living their lives.
God, that sounds like a lot of work.
I've seen some people like full on do stuff, and it's like the nice person in me wants to like go in and be like, hey, you know what you're doing? Even if you don't realize you're doing this, you are A, B, and C screwing up this person's life and manipulating them. By the way, this is how they're manipulating you, and it's very obvious for the people on the outside.
Do the manipulators know that they're manipulating?
I think so. But like in this situation, I think it's one that we've talked about off air about this dude, and it's kind of sad. So it's like, I want to go in and get in this, but I really don't want to get into
this. You don't? Would it be worth getting into, though?
I feel bad for the guy. Like, I feel like...
The guy who's getting manipulative?
I feel like his mental health is at stake.
If he found out he was getting manipulated? Or if he was manipulated?
Like, that he is being manipulated.
Like, that would...
That's messing him up.
Oh. Mm, and so, yikes.
anywho, but it's like, I don't want to go with that. But I, when I see people like that, I immediately, because I used to like give her the benefit of the doubt. She seemed always kind of like weird and hyper and silly. And I was like, okay, I see. And then when I was talking to somebody else, like, you know, she's an addict. I'm like, well, I figured, but she was always so nice. I tried to assume the best in her. And now when I've already seen the manipulation happen, I'm like, that also makes sense.
See, it's hard for me to even like know a manipulator. Like, because I guess I just, that word I don't use, or mm-hmm. That's not really in my vocabulary. So it's hard for me to be like, until like, I don't know. It's so weird. Like, I'm trying to feel like, think of any situations that I know, but then I might not even be aware of it.
Well, like, I'll give you an example of somebody that I've seen in my life, how they manipulated people. Like, we had gone to the store, an ex-friend of mine, and she had no money. Like, apparently her boyfriend accidentally paid a bill with the debit card instead of the credit card or whatever. So she had no money on her account.
Okay.
So she couldn't buy any of the snacks she wanted. Later, we meet up with some other friends. We end up going to BevMo. And I don't have a whole lot of money at this point. So I'm like, okay, I gotta wait till next paycheck. So maybe I'll buy like one thing.
Yeah.
And so she picks out all these things like she has money. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, her card didn't work at the other store. It's not going to work here.
Oh, that's so awkward.
And so she's going and she's like, I don't know why it's not working. Like, she was just kind of acting like, huh. Until the other friend just came in and swooped in and she paid for it.
Oh, hell no. See, the moment my friend started picking out stuff at the liquor store, I would be like, what are you doing? You had no money at the other mm-hmm. store. Like, what the hell? Like,
right.
It's like,
So that's what, like, those little manipulations. It's like, okay, that's what you are.
Oh, that is sketch. See, I don't even, like, let it get to that point, I feel like. Or I'm like, dude, if somebody else wants to, like, get you, that's fine. But, yeah. Like, at least be upfront, especially with your damn friends.
Right. So this was, like, a good 7 years ago, 6 or 7 years ago. And nowadays, I think I would say something and be like, yeah.
What the hell? Yeah.
I don't want to say every time I'd say something, but I feel like there's more of a chance for me to say something now than then.
And then that'd be so weird for me, because if she did, like, if I didn't notice she was doing that and then our other friend paid for her, mm-hmm. I would call her out, like, in front of her. I'm like, if we're all homies, mm-hmm. what the hell is that?
Yeah, it's BS. Especially because I introduced her to these friends. So then I felt gross.
Yeah. Well, because it's just a gross thing to do.
And then she wonders why we're not friends anymore. how about people who can't keep something to themselves and talk to another person's private matters? I'm very private about myself, as trust takes years to build up but seconds to shatter.
That's true.
Yeah.
I will say, though, it is interesting with significant others.
Mm-hmm.
With especially girls, I feel like. Well, maybe guys,
what
too.
Do you mean?
But because I feel like girls kind of they like to talk about something. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you tell me a secret and you're like, please don't tell anyone, would you assume that I would tell my boyfriend or no?
Yes.
See? Isn't that weird?
Yeah. And so I feel like unless it's something like I have cancer or I have herpes or something, like, I feel like there's always that one person in your life that's not attached to the situation.
Yeah.
Or doesn't give a crap about the situation. That's like your safe one person.
So if, let's say I didn't have a boyfriend, but I told someone random in my circle, would you care?
Do I know the person or have briefly met him or anything like that?
I mean, maybe, but like in passing? You're not really friends with him.
I don't care.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's like, I mean, assuming it's not like, hey, I just got herpes, don't tell anybody. Like, I mean, I don't know if they're going to tell a dude that I might want to be with.
What if, like, you just got dumped?
Like,
I'm like, yeah. I'm coming to you. Like, I'm really like, please don't tell anyone. Like, I'm not having this out yet. And I told someone.
Like, if they don't know me, how is that going to affect me?
Really? That would that would piss me the F off.
Oh, I've noticed. I've seen.
That would be good. If I tell you not to tell anyone, mm-hmm. that means anyone. But I'm starting to realize more people are like you, because mm-hmm. my friend will tell me something and then they'll like ask for my boyfriend's opinion. And I'm like, am I okay with telling? You told me not to tell anyone. Like, why would I do?
It's like that weird and unspoken rule. Like, you have that one. Yeah. Like, either it's your significant other or it's like just like that one random person that's outside the circle.
Huh. Fascinating. Yeah, because I would. Well, and then if I didn't have my significant other, like, I wouldn't think of just being like, hey, random friend, my other random friend just got dumped. Let's talk about it. You know what I mean? Like that's just not like, especially if you were like, please don't tell anyone. Then I'd be like, all right, I won't tell anyone. Like
I think it wouldn't be nice. I don't want to say it's like, oh, it's juicy, but it's like, how do you feel about this? Because this is how I feel about it. And I'm not sure if what I'm feeling, like if you want to discuss like how you would do in a situation, like if it's a weird situation, it's like, hey, I decided to become poly, but don't tell anybody. It's like, oh, my friend's poly. And it's like, okay, well, would you ever be poly? Would you, you know, it's that, like, it's a conversation starter in a sense. But that's because so you don't know weird. Anybody, it could be just like, hey, this thing I saw on the internet.
But then are you ever, like, worried, like, when you tell that person that, like, somehow they're all going to be together? Like, let's say you throw, like, a barbecue or something. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, oh, man, that one friend's going to be there that I told her secret. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And then just like, oh.
And then it, like, comes out. And then
or just don't say anything. Like, you just tell the person, like, hey, just don't say anything to this
See,
person.
That's where I think it gets, like...
I feel like everyone
sneaky
knows
and kind of like, and then if
it's
I was
just about being discreet.
No, but the secrets shouldn't be discreet. Secrets are secrets. But I'm learning. Okay, if like that's the rule, then all that's
right. Yeah. We want you guys. Please text us and let us know how you feel about this. Like, is there, I feel like the don't tell anybody the rule. This the what is it? The unspoken rule is that you could always tell, like, your significant other.
Yeah, or like a person that you talk to or really close to or like, something.
Yeah, you're one person outside the circle, typically outside the circle.
Yeah, let us know if that's what you do or if you're like me, like really to the books of nobody is nobody.
I'll do a couple more of these real quick, go through them. So one of them saying, any interviewer that brags about the family atmosphere at work or puts too much emphasis on the culture, we work really hard, but we're like family. So it's totally okay if we take advantage of you. Like, that's kind of what they hear.
Oh, like, really?
It's like, oh, we're like family here. That means like, oh, well, you're like family, so you'll work a double for me, right?
Oh.
I think that's kind of the idea. It's like,
I love you, but...
No. Or I'm having some people over this weekend. I'm going to have drinks and some food. You should come by. Weekend comes. Thanks for coming, everyone. So today I'd like to talk about this amazing business opportunity. Hell nah to the nah, nah, nah.
Pyramid schemes!
Stop. Don't invite me to a pyramid scheme. I have some people get mad at me when I call it that. I'm like, that is what that is. I've had horrible, like... situations worth that, whether it's within my family or not, and I do not want to be attached to it.
No.
You do you if you're an entrepreneur and you can actually make money doing it, but...
I know, I have a... And I love the ones that are not called pyramid schemes, or like, they're like, we're not one of those.
We're multi-level marketing. I'm like, so, multi-levels, multiple levels, like a pyramid?
It looks like a pyramid. Yeah. Good luck with that, if it works for you.
Or this one's really dumb, and I kind of like it. When their phone background is a selfie. My lab partner in bio's entire camera roll is pictures of herself. No other people and landscapes, just her. I certainly judge her so much for that.
See, as much as I do love selfies and all that, like, that would be weird for me.
Like, I do have... I thought it was weird when I started putting some pictures up of me at my house. Because there's, like, me of my cosplays that I've done. And I'm like, oh, this feels kind of self-involved. But I'm like, okay, that makes sense. But I would never have a picture of just me on my phone.
Yeah, like, if you're with someone.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Significant other, or you with
a kid. I'm trying
to
think, even if, like, it was, like, you were on the beach or something. Or, like, you were, like, hiking.
Like, if there's a sunset behind you. Yeah. I think that'd be kind of cool. Like the picture you've taken with you at the tulips.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, that's kind of cool because you don't really see your face and it's kind of more of, like, a generic
artsy
picture. Artsy, yeah. But if it's, like, here's my face, a close-up selfie of my face. And it's like, okay, you need to look at yourself all the time?
I kind of also think it's weird when people have, like, other people, too. Like, if I just had a picture of my boyfriend as my background. Like, just his selfie. Like,
I'm like, I'll show you what I got going on.
Oh, no.
I got cute baby.
Yeah, see, I think that's weird.
See, I think it's funny because, like, I love this picture of my little foster brother, and it just makes me laugh and, like, smile every time. So I'm like, something that makes me feel good.
Well, I mean, yeah, if it makes you feel good.
But, like,
if your face makes you feel good, then I guess put it as your background.
And then, like, my regular background, like, you can't see anything. It's just, like,
it's
a sunset.
All your icons on it.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, that doesn't need to be a picture, too. But, like, I used to have, like, pictures, like, when I had a boyfriend, like, we post pictures on our phones, and it's us, and, or him.
Yeah, I guess, now thinking about it, J-Rub's phone is, it's me. His background. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's pictures of us, and then it's me at the tulips. So it's not just, like, my face.
Yeah.
even though I did send him one where it's, you know, like, Snapchat filters, mm-hmm. and, like, I think I'm, like, a monkey. Uh-huh. So it's, like, my face, and it's, like, my mouth open, it's super curved, and, like, I'm a monkey, though. Mm-hmm. And now, anytime anyone, not just me, calls him on his, like, in his truck, it's that picture. Like, I don't know how. So it'll say, like, mom and dad, and it'll be that terrible picture of me as a monkey.
That's fantastic.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
See, I think that's cute.
That's hilarious. It's a terrible picture, but whatever.
But we want to hear what you guys think. Like, what is a little thing that automatically makes you distrust somebody? How do you feel about the secret rule?
Yes, let us know. Oh, one thing really quick for me. If you borrow something and you don't put it back, like exactly where it was.
Like while at the same occasion?
Usually like at my house.
Oh, like if you're like, hey, I need to borrow scissors?
Yes.
Okay.
And either you don't give them back to me to put them back or you don't put them back where they were. I will kill you. It drives me crazy because then you need some scissors and you're going to go look for the scissors where normally the scissors are and they're not there. And then where are they? Who the F knows? This may be an issue J-Rob's house.
For me, I have a problem where I tell people, put the toilet lid down. I don't care if you're a woman or a man. Put both lids down and flush because the bathroom smells so much cleaner and longer.
And do people not do that?
And there's some people that don't or they forget. And
I always forget.
I have a sign now in my bathroom. It says, put the lid down or get shanked. Heart.
You should have like your toilet bowl like talk to them. It's like once they get up, time to close me now.
And there's like a trick you can do. You have to like maneuver and put some string and you can get it to close on its own. But that's just too much work.
That is very extra.
And gets gross. Anywho, but so I'm just like,
yeah, let us know what irks you and makes you not trust people.
Or just makes you just go crazy.
Yeah. My scissors, where are they?
Bye, guys.
Bye.